Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Bonnie Gregory, and I pray today that you're having a marvelous day in Jesus, that you're walking uprightly before God and enjoying His blessings. For God's grace will lead us into truth and teach us to live a righteous life and give us the strength and the help we need to do that. Today, I'd like to pray with you before I read the scripture of what little time I have with you this morning. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you deal with hearts, save souls in this place. Let people know that the only way into you, God the Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ. Give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again. Touch hearts, I pray this day. We pray now for our country. We pray and ask you to dispatch angels over America. Ask you, God, to send revival in our land. Ask you, God, to give our leaders wisdom of which to lead this country. Keep our cities safe. Keep our churches safe. Keep our children safe. And we pray and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 25, I love this verse, in verse 6, it says, Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness. God's mercy endureth forever, and He has loving kindness. He wants to show us kindness. I was thinking of a friend of mine who lives in Arkansas, and he said one day he was late for a meeting, and he was going through the back roads of Arkansas, and he said he was just flying through the roads because he was running out of time, and he had to get there. And on one of them side roads, he passed a woman. He could see that she had run her riding lawnmower in a ditch, and she was trying to push it out, and she didn't have the strength that she needed to get it out. So he said he just slammed on brakes real quick, jumped out of his pickup, ran over, and just pushed that lawnmower up and on the hill, jumped back in his truck, didn't say a word to the woman, and just drove off down the road. And that evening, he said he prayed, and he said, Lord, what was the message you was trying to show me when I pushed that woman's lawnmower out of that ditch? He said God spoke to his heart and said nothing. He said she had just asked me to send help, and I sent her help. I love that. I absolutely love it. Some of you today, you need help. You're going through a hard time. You got your lawnmower in a ditch, and you can't get it out. But I'm telling you, God's mercy is going to send you help. Cry to Him. Ask Him to send you help, give you strength. He'll show you what to do. He'll show you how to get yourself out of trouble. He'll help you. He'll lift you up. He'll put you on angel wings and carry you through it. You're not in this thing alone. You're not by yourself. His mercy endureth forever. His tender mercies, the Bible says. Thy loving kindness, they have ever been of old. God's promises does not have an expiration date on it. Don't run out. It was good for David's day. It's good for my mama's day. It was good for my grandparents' day, my great-grandparents. But it's also good for my day. It's good for my son's day, my grandson, and my great-grandson. It's good. God's word is good. And some of you got yourself in a fix. Some of you don't know how you're going to get out of it. If God will help a woman get a lawnmower out, don't you think He won't help you get out of the situation you're in? But you know what? A lot of times God has sent you help and you wouldn't receive it. Today, don't run your help off. When people come telling you about Jesus, heed what they're saying. Take heed to what they're saying. They're trying to help you. God wants to bless you. God wants to encourage you. But you got to receive the word. Yes, remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have ever been old. They're ever with us, and God will not forsake us. And He'll not leave us, and He'll not leave us in a ditch. He'll not leave you up a tree. He'll not leave you on a mountainside with no lunch. He'll not leave you in the middle of a storm and not calm the sea. He'll take care of you if you'll just let Him. Embrace Him, for He wants to embrace you. It's bad when somebody wants to love on you and you won't receive it. The Lord's tried to love on you for many years. Some of you are hard-headed and you won't receive it. But I want you to quit that. I want you to let Him help you. I want you to let Him love on you. I want you to let Him show you His salvation. He wants to bless you. He wants to lift you up out of the murk and the miry clay and set your feet on a solid foundation. And that solid foundation is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That's where we need to build without all others sinking sand. It's only on Jesus that we can stand. God bless you.